Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me tell you this. As much as I love this song, and I love James Seltzer, it was definitely not Teenage Wasteland. Nicholas Batum is closer to a senior citizen.
I didn't even think about it.
Teenager. That's let me tell you, I thought this guy was a really, really good player 37 years ago in the NBA. And then, like, he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he kept playing, and he kept playing. Then he found his way to the Sixers, and he's like, not that good.
Didn't seem like he wanted to be here in the beginning.
He'd give you the zeros and the twos and the fives. But, look, he's always been a hustle guy. He's always been a guy. I've always admired Nicholas Batum. I always have. He's really had a very quality career. But I honestly thought he was done, like, I'm not kidding, like 5 years ago. And last night he was – he was something. Look, we'll get to the Phillies as well. Phils obviously yesterday got a win. You might not have paid as much attention as you normally do because of the Sixers playoff game, but we'll present some Phil stuff to you in short order. Let's go to the phones. Justin in Northeast Philadelphia, what everyone makes of a big Sixers win last night. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing? How you guys doing this
pumped
morning?
Pumped up, Justin.
Doing great, Justin.
A little confused, but pumped up.
Me too. I mean, you touched on it a little bit early, but the way they came out in the beginning, that zone defense just shutting us down. I was having flashbacks of the past couple years. I'm like, it's going to be over this fast. I was so stressed out. But Joel, the way he was able to pull back that second half and actually give us some effort and actually play as hard as he could, I was surprised, happy, and it definitely gave me a lot of confidence for the future.
Justin, let me ask you a question that's our poll question. I'm curious where you come down. More encouraged for their chances to make a long run or discouraged based on what you saw last night?
Well, I'm always encouraged, but based on what I saw last night, absolutely way more encouraged with Kelly Oubre and everybody else. I mean, our bench is so much stronger than it's been in the past years. It's so nice to see like Nick Batum pulling out and actually giving us 20 points.
Justin, let me say something about Oubre. He plays hard. I got to give that guy credit. Like, he's had a strange career. He's a very talented offensive player. He's not someone that you'd call, a classic great defensive player, but he...
Energy guy.
He provides energy. And I
double-digit rebounds last night, right?
I appreciate that. You know what? He's competitive. We really saw it.
He fights.
When he was complaining to the refs a couple weeks ago after that one game, that told me, this guy really wants to win.
Like, well, last night, too, he was freaking out there. They had to pull him away from
it. Justin, give me an answer. In honor of the Frenchman, Nicholas Batum, give us a French connection.
Well, you have what it was, Lafayette, Mortier, and Roach, who led us into what we became today, America, when they defied the king in France and helped us win the Revolutionary
Great
War.
Great answer.
That's a big answer right there.
Lafayette, baby.
Lafayette and the Revolutionary War and the impact of the French helping the U.S. troops. That's good stuff. Let's also get to the Phillies, because last night, good stuff as well. Right out of the gate, and I'm sure a lot of people missed this because, you know, the Sixers had a playoff game going on with what we're about to play. But it started with a bang-bang as the Phillies, when they batted in the bottom of the first inning. Schwarber, Turner, let's listen to, because they don't do this often. The back-to-the-back is rare, and Kyle Schwarber started it off.
3-2 pitch, swung on, belted. High and deep, right field, that'll tie the game. Long gone for Schwarber, way up into the lower seats in right center. It's his fourth home run of the season, his third leadoff home run of the season. And it's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first.
You know, he hit some bombs last night. That was the first of two by him. Also the first of two that inning, home runs. First of four runs that inning. First of two home runs that inning is Trey Turner. What? We got to honor John Sterling here, Seltzer, the now former Yankees broadcaster, who people might know for many years when the Yankees would hit back-to-back. You'd say back-to-back and what, James?
What'd you say?
Sterling would say when the Yankees would hit back-to-back home runs, what would he say?
What was his back-to-back?
Come on! John Richard, he went back-to-back and belly-to-belly!
Oh, belly, of course.
All right, let's listen to Trey Turner last night.
Here's Trey Turner, and the pitch from Feltner's blasted to left, way back and gone. Trey Turner on the very next pitch gives the Phillies the lead. Back-to-back home runs for Schwarber and Turner. And it's 2-1 Phillies.
So, John, a good job by the Phillies last night.
Yeah, it feels so good when Schwarber goes yard. Yeah. You know that the numbers tell you, hey, that's going to give us a great chance. It's like the other team missing two free throws back-to-back. It really does give you a lift, but it's great for Trey. How about Rojas getting a couple of hits?
Well, I like that.
That double ripped it.
And also using his speed on the base paths to his advantage. That's great to see.
You know what I liked the most last night? Christopher Sanchez.
Christopher Sanchez was good.
I mean,
the eighth
good.
Inning, I did not like Gregory Soto.
No.
Holy cow. How did that game almost slip away? Yeah. Well, it's Gregory Soto. He struggled.
Look, obviously the Phillies got to tighten some stuff up, but they are trending in the right direction. I mean, with Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, Sanchez, maybe they won't make a trade for a pitcher at the deadline. I mean, maybe Christopher Sanchez is someone you can trust in the postseason. Long way to go. Long way to go. 5.5 months still to go to the playoff start. But Christopher Sanchez has certainly put himself in a position to put Taijuan Walker in a position to be really unhappy on social media during the playoffs or after the playoffs this year.
Because,
Taijuan Walker's got a lot to prove that he deserves the ball in a big spot, because Christopher Sanchez is showing that he can do it now.
I'll say.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, look, is the other team good? No. So you got to take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But the Phillies sweep the series. 3 games above .500 for the first time this year. Although I got to say, the Braves keep winning. Credit to them for what they do. I mean, they've had some injuries, obviously, most notably with Strider. But they just keep winning. So while the Phillies keep winning, the Phillies really aren't gaining any ground on the Braves, who remain 2 games in front of the Phillies.
You know what was crazy last night, Joe? So I'm at the Sixers game, and I want to say it's halftime, and everybody's miserable.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're down by 12.
Yeah.
And then I'm checking out the Phillies game on my phone, and I'm going, 7-1. 7-2. 7-3. And I'm going, oh, my God, they're not going to blow this, are they?
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, it was
the timing was not good.
It was a shaky stretch right there. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Jalen Hurts, more of what he said yesterday, plus the Bill Belichick story. We'll do a little bit more on that. Obviously, the big story, the 76ers win last night. We've got a montage of how it sounded. Just an absolutely wild game in Philadelphia sports with that big Sixers comeback last night. Plus the King, Howard Eskin at 8 o'clock. All that and more. Your phone calls. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air out there, but why not in here? At the Spring Into Savings Sale at Colonial Marble and Granite, there's never been a better time to bring a breath of fresh air into your home with a bouquet of irresistible deals on home renovation materials and services. I'm always impressed by everything about Colonial Marble and Granite, and they provide a great experience from selection to installation. They'll listen to your thoughts, they'll work with you, listen to your ideas, and they'll make it happen. Right now, you can save up to 65% on their exclusive collection of exotic blowout stone while supplies last. To take advantage of spring savings like these and to explore our region's most extensive selection of natural and engineered stone, visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, Harrisburg, King of Prussia, Newcastle, or Edison. So get your rear and gear and your home in bloom. This sale ends on April 22nd.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Wow. First time I've heard that.
Wow is the correct response.
That's something for people to focus on. There's someone behind the scenes here is doing us a little dirty.
All right. That's not dirty.
No, that's
quite
not.
Quite the opposite.
Okay, that's true.
Cleanliness.
That's true.
His espoused.
Sort of like the bidet is kind of like the Sixers game. Really bad initially, like... But then you apply the bidet like bricking for chicken, and then everything turns around.
I'm sure they're going to turn that into a marketing
Probably not. But you know what? They pulled it off last
Bricking for bidets?
Bricking for bidets. Let's get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, Sixers-related. As most of our show today has been, after last night's Sixers game, are you more encouraged about their chances for a deep playoff run or discouraged? You can vote A, encouraged, or B, discouraged at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly weighing on the phone lines. The other question, you know, Belichick.
That's
related.
The first time I'm positive. I'm positive. Hmm. We talk about the first time on these airways.
Yep.
Something has been put out there. I'm positive. That's the first time a win has been compared to a bidet.
I would agree with
first
that.
First time that a win was considered bidet-like.
They just made history.
They yes. cleaned it up.
Yep. Wow.
They did.
They absolutely did.
All right, second,
clean it up down there.
That's right. Second poll question. Who would you rather have as Eagles head coach, Sirianni or Belichick? So this question stems not only from Belichick obviously being available and considered by the Eagles in the offseason, but also just the reality of a big ESPN story yesterday focused on Belichick not getting hired, how difficult he is. But we also know how great he's been. Now, whether he'll be great moving forward, whether he'll get another shot moving forward, we don't know those answers. By the way, he's going to be part of ESPN's coverage of the draft next week. So how about that? How about that?
That'd be fascinating.
I think he's going to be good.
Everyone
I think he'll be great.
I think he'll be great, too.
Bill, I mean, listen,
Everyone's dying to hear him.
Bill Belichick on the draft? Holy mackerel.
I'll tune in.
When you get him talking, like, just about football, he's really good. He's, like, a real interesting listen.
He's
Bill
Belichick.
Yeah, but, I mean, we always hear the, we're on to Cincinnati. Right. I mean, those kind of sound bites. Yep. But when you get him into something he's interested in talking about, he's pretty good listen to.
I think this is the first time in 40, I think I heard, 47 years that he's not preparing for an NFL draft as part of a team. So, you know, I mean, this is amazing.
A lot of knowledge that he can bring
to that
broadcast.
So, all right, so James, Sirianni or Belichick, who would you rather have as Eagles head coach?
Man.
Now, think about, if you say Sirianni, think about what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I'm torn on it. I probably Belichick. It's close for me, though. I don't think it's, like, as much of a no-brainer, but I would probably go Belichick.
John, I see you laughing. What's going through your mind?
I mean, I can't.
You would definitely go Belichick.
I can't say Nick Sirianni. I can't. No matter how I cut it, I'm trying to come up with reasons.
Well, there is this possibility. Belichick might be out of touch. He might be too old, grumpy.
And that is a major problem.
Yeah,
everyone in the league just passed on this guy.
I know.
Everyone in the league. Yeah, they could have had him in their building, they chose to pass. That's remarkable.
Here's a fascinating part of the ESPN story from yesterday. Then we'll get right back to the Sixers, which obviously is just so the main topic today. But the ESPN story on Belichick yesterday referenced that when the Atlanta Falcons Brain Trust got together, Arthur Blank and his top lieutenants, and there was like a bunch of them in the room. All right, who should we hire? They had interviewed 11 people. Who should we hire? They said not one person in the room had Belichick in the top three.
Yeah.
Now think about that. Not one. They went around the room. Who's your number one? Who's your number two? Who's your number three? And then they kind of put them all together. And then obviously Arthur Blank makes the call. Not one person had Belichick in the top three. So he's putting off a scent that's bothering decision makers.
Meanwhile,
the truth of the
matter, like when you talk about the X's and O's of what Belichick did just last year, I think he put out that blueprint that made this team look horrendous.
Well, the irony, he's considered
offensively, defensively,
great on defense,
what
but
they
maybe
were doing
yeah, I know
threw us off for the season because then everyone could replicate something similar with their personnel.
But the flip side is people think he might be out of touch on offense,
right?
So
people think he might be out of touch with just interacting with human beings.
That's right.
And in today's day and age, that no longer is acceptable.
Yeah. All right. So the Belichick thing, as it relates to Sirianni, so certainly not the main thing here today. But if you want to weigh in, please do. It's a strange question, but one warranted. Because Howie Roseman did talk to Belichick this offseason. That was reported yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall after an exhilarating Sixers comeback. Concerning on some levels, but tremendous on other levels. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Doing great, Gary.
Yeah, what a win. What a win. What a game. Joel, the first half didn't have the legs, but he had the will, as you would say, Joe.
That's
he had the will in the fourth quarter. And what did he do? He didn't demand the ball. He distributed the ball.
Yeah, but he also made shots. I mean, I thought he played
a
spectacular fourth quarter. He did make the right play. And by the way, that pass, like when he threw it to Batum that one time, see, those are the kind of things that shows up as one assist. There are easy assists. There are harder assists.
Uh-huh.
That's a smart assist because he did it was so fast that the defense couldn't adjust and Batum got an open three. Like that is a skilled play from a knowledge standpoint.
Jokic assist.
It is. Yes. That's right. That's a Jokic. That's right.
Yeah, and he didn't do what he did in the first half by putting the ball on the floor and having the ball stolen from him. So credit Nick Nurse for the adjustment.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I will say, Gary, I was really disappointed with Nick Nurse in the first half. I mean, for them to be that perplexed by a zone, like I need him moving forward to be better. I know credit to him and them for the second half, but the first half was abysmal.
Yeah, well, don't forget how many shots they missed. They missed a lot of
shots
in the first half. I mean, and Tobias Harris, I agree with you. I give him 5 minutes in the first half and 5 minutes in the second half, and that's it.
Yeah, I think give us a great answer, Gary. In honor of Batum saving the Sixers last night, give us something with a French connection.
Joe, who doesn't love a feast that turns into a party? How about Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras is a good answer. That's a big answer. You ever been there, John?
Yes.
How was it?
Oh, incredible, memorable, and then hard to remember.
I catch your drift. All right, tell me if you can remember this. How many bare chests did you say?
Oh.
Is it over under 500?
Probably under.
Okay. Is it over under 250?
That 250 is a lot.
Is that
man.
A proper way to
probably
frame it? Bare
still
chest.
Under.
You know, it's,
sure. Let's
be,
go with that.
Could
yeah.
go either way. You know?
I would say 100 is likely.
It's unbelievable.
I would think more than that. Right?
All right, let, yeah. Well, listen, maybe he doesn't
over
remember.
Is possible.
You know, you never know.
You know, all the training camp guys and all that.
All right. Well, by the way, coming up more on the Eagles in a few minutes as Jalen Hurts spoke yesterday. Let's get to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey, right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Joe, I just want to apologize for yesterday. When I came on, I wasn't there. And I you were right. I wasn't in all of you and your Mount Rushmore talk.
I don't even remember, frankly, but apology accepted.
Like,
whatever it was.
I was like, oh, he really thinks he could be president. It's so cute.
Okay.
Apology. I don't think it's cute.
Apology accepted. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Go ahead, man.
I just think that the Phillies, I mean, come on. Like, this is what I've been saying for a while now. They're going to heat up. There's too much offense on that team to score zero runs every day.
The Rockies helped our cause a lot. But, yeah, it feels like right team at the right time is going to get us ignited.
Absolutely. And that's what we need. And yep. And Jalen Hurts, I mean, you guys are right. Like, as a leader, he just sounds so monotone, and, like, he brings you down instead of bringing you up.
You know, if their quest was to get him to you know, present himself differently 3 months into this offseason, so far not accomplished. You know, now, by the way, Ike was really critical. I don't say really critical, but he was fairly critical of Jalen yesterday after the press conference. We'll get to that in a second. Gary, give me an answer here. Something with a French connection. What do you got?
How about that multiversal pastry, that croissant?
Yeah.
What's the answer? What
the croissant.
The croissant.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'll work.
I love croissants.
Yeah, it's
like
it doesn't,
way too
right?
much. Yeah, do people –
it's like just
Joe
butter bread.
Might be one who would dislike
it. I'll do
a
croissant.
I
got no problem. It's not a go-to.
On.
Not a
You'll
go-to.
Do
yes.
a croissant?
Correct.
Begrudgingly,
if it's in front of me, if it's, you know, one of those
free,
yes, if it's free,
see,
I knew
say,
you were going.
I would say
that's right.
A croissant
I get it.
Would be my favorite of all the,
me too,
the breakfast
John.
Possibilities,
with, like without it, like clearly my favorite.
Yes. What about a donut?
Yeah, I like a croissant. More.
Yeah, I like croissants more
wrong
than donuts.
Call. Wrong
yeah.
call. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to some more on Hurts because he spoke yesterday. At length. And, you know, one of the things he was asked was a good question about, you know, sort of his role in this new offense as it's formulated. So Kellen Moore, obviously in the lab, trying to figure out what to do. I said, Jalen, what's your role in these months as the plans are coming together? Ike didn't love his answer. We'll get to that shortly. But here's Jalen yesterday talking about his role.
Have you been involved in that process as they kind of figure out what it's going to look like?
You know, I'm just in sponge mode. I'm letting them do what it is they're going to do. And then we kind of adjust from there. You know, I think the thing that we all have to understand is the importance of a foundation in something. And so I want the coaches to, you know, declare their foundation in terms of what they want something to be, how they want it to look. And then obviously you're gonna adjust from there. I think when that foundation isn't as strong as you want it to be, you know, it may not, you know, last as long or be as good in the end. And so that's something that we don't want to happen. So I'm just trusting the process in terms of what they're doing, what Coach Kellen is doing, Coach Doug and everyone. And I'm just being a player, trying to learn as much as I can.
And again, I'll say this as a reference earlier. A lot of this makes a lot of sense on various levels. What I wonder is the alpha enough to go in there and say, hey, guys, here's what we need to do. Let me put my imprint on this right now before you even begin. And it sounds like he's not doing that. And Ike was critical of Hurts yesterday, and we're going to get to that in a second. Hurts continued.
We're talking about the first couple days of OTAs here.
I know we are.
Offensive coordinator.
But we're also talking to a coach that was hired 3 months ago.
It's a new offensive coordinator. The first days of the OTAs, let's let him install for a couple days before we start saying, hey, okay. I want to change it and put my mark on it.
Well, it's why I want to change it. It's I want to tell you what I think it should be, and here are my ideas, and now go into the lab and use these ideas to put it all together.
Yeah.
Here's more of Hurts.
I think the one thing individually as a player, I've always had a desire for is, you know, it's just growth and development. you know, and I think that's allowed me to have these opportunities I have now, you know, being here at this place and just being able to continue and grow over the years of my career. And so that's what I desire to do, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to do that with our coaches.
All right, Ike's criticism of Jalen, and from what Jalen said yesterday, we're going to get to that in 1 minute because it was fascinating the way Ike presented it. 1 minute's time, his rebuttal, if you will, to what Jalen put out there yesterday. 215-592-9494. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. You know, the Family and Company Jewelers Viraggio Bridal Show, it is back for 3 days only and coming up soon, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. You can view brand new inventory and styles not yet available to the public. Save hundreds, possibly thousands, on the ring of her dreams. Head to Family and Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, right across the river, right across the bridge from Philadelphia. Very easy to get to from Philly and PA, and obviously right there in South Jersey. Marlton, New Jersey, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. The Viraggio Bridal Show. Book your appointment today and do so at familyjewelers.com. That's familyjewelers.com. So during the afternoon show yesterday, and great the last couple of days here in Spike, hosting along with Ike and Jack. And if you haven't heard the new show, totally encourage you to check it out. It is already a great show. It will become an even greater show. Because, you know, it does take a little bit of time. Everyone get to know each other a little bit in a chemistry kind of way. But it's great. And we totally encourage you to listen to those guys 2 to 6. So after they had played various cuts of Jalen yesterday, Ike weighed in with some pretty heavy criticism. Here was Ike's assessment of what he heard from Jalen yesterday.
What I hear is, I'm a player. They're the coaches. When they set forth the plan as to what they want us to do, what they want me to do,
right,
then I'm going to try to go out and execute it to the best of my abilities. Now, we got to remember, the last time he spoke at the end of the season.
Players play, coaches coach.
Man, that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
It's his comments when he said that. Coaches coach, players play, GM's GM. Like, I'm a player. So all I do, my job is just, they give me the instructions and I go out and do it. It sounds more robotic and calculated in the answers versus he's a part of what's going on. You're the face of the franchise. You're the franchise quarterback. I don't need you to come off as if you're controlling everything, you're running the show. But you are a part of this. And it just feels like he's saying, well, I'm a player. I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. I'm a player, and when they give it to me, I'll try to do my best with it.
John, do you think he's being nitpicky there with that criticism, or does that resonate with you, what Ike said?
I don't understand what the criticism is.
The criticism is don't let the coaches do 3 months of planning before you're involved in what it should be. Don't wait till they present you the plan. Be part of creating the plan. That's the criticism.
Well, I believe he is part of creating the plan.
Not according to what Jalen said yesterday. Jalen said they'll give it to me, and then we'll adjust if need be. I mean, like Peyton Manning, when he went to the Broncos, I guarantee you he didn't wait 3 months to put his imprint on the Denver Broncos. Now, Peyton Manning was like 15 years into his career. Jalen's entering year 5. But I'll say this. Jalen entering year 5 isn't Jalen entering year 2. Because he's about to be a fifth-year NFL quarterback. He's making $250 million. Like, I'll tell you this, when we got here to WIP, I certainly did, and Spike hired us. I didn't say, hey, Spike, formulate all these plans, and then I'll react to it. And James, you know this, I was in a car ride with Spike.
I know.
To John's home and back, it was about 3 hours in a car. I wasn't even done my list in 3 hours. Like, every producer, we're cutting audio, we're doing this, we're putting out tweets. Like, I had so much information from the jump. Like, all right, we got to do, and let's put ourselves together to do this. Like, I want Jalen to take ownership of the process of creating it, not just reacting
this
to it.
This is the first day of OTAs. Like, what they're installing right now is the Cliff's Notes. Like, what you're talking about is sitting down with the offensive coordinator during the week and getting ready to game plan.
Jalen called it the foundation.
Positive.
It's the foundation.
This right now is, the broad strokes. This is the Cliff's Notes. This is the big picture stuff that they're installing for everyone, and they will fine-tune it later. What you're asking for will happen later, and I'm fine with that.
All right, well, look,
I'm fine with him being in sponge mode with a new offensive coordinator because it's just the way it is.
Look, we'll find out what people think. I mean, is like nitpicky there, or do you think John's assessment is right that the player, quarterback, let the coaches do their thing in these months and then weigh in thereafter? Now, I will say there's also the, you know, I don't know how much you're even allowed at this point, like all the meetings in the offseason. There's certain NFL rules, but, you know, I mean, look, if you're going to be a multi-billion operation and you're going to be a $250 million player, find a way to get your freaking imprint in there. But make of it what you will, 215-592-9494. Now, the main thing, obviously, is the 76ers yesterday. It was a shocking, in my opinion, and spectacular comeback. It was a confounding game. It was highly concerning in the first half. Joel looked dead. I mean, he looked dead. And credit to him for summoning however he summoned, whatever he summoned, to play an exceptional, let me put it this way, an outstanding second half and an exceptional fourth quarter. I mean, he it's like he came back from the dead. Now, he got a lot of help along the way, obviously, from Batum. Bricking for Chicken completely, and I mean this, I mean, no joke, Bricking for Chicken changed the energy in the building. The Sixers were seemingly dead still at that point, with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Next thing you know, crowd goes wild.
You know, campaign also had a little bit of a boost effect. Like, campaign,
it's a big shot there.
It
was a big
like shot. Bricking for Chicken personified. Yeah. He has been that little spark every now and then.
It was, you know what I think also helped? Honestly, playing Tobias less.
No doubt.
Here's where I'm at on Tobias, guys. You get 5 minutes in the first half. You get 5 minutes in the second half. That's it.
Nick said he was tired, Joe.
Enough. Like, he does not play. You know what Tobias is, and I hate to compare him to Rocky because he doesn't deserve it, but he's Rocky in the first half of Rocky III, when in the first half of Rocky III, Rocky didn't have the eye of the tiger. And
that's poser Rocky.
Yeah, it is.
Fat cat Rocky.
Yeah. Because
Tobias is poser.
He's
Rocky.
Not a poser.
He's not as talented as Rocky was in that moment. Could be.
Well, Rocky actually being the champ is still confounding as well.
It's crazy.
How exactly Rock beat Apollo Creed and Clubber Lang and the Soviet? Who the hell knows on that? All right, but here's my point. Like, dive on the floor, Tobias. Take a charge, Tobias. Hustle for that ball. That's a 50-50 ball, Tobias. Get that tough rebound, Tobias. You know, he just. So, look, I don't want to skew.
Hit an open shot, Tobias.
Well, how about this? James, how about this? At least hit the rim, on an open shot,
Tobias. Don't make it look like I shot it.
I mean, that was horrendous.
Are we witnessing another, like, unshooter? Are we witnessing another Markelle Fultz who gets afraid of shooting? Another Ben Simmons who no longer can shoot?
Not that bad, but he's low on confidence.
That, I mean, to pull it like that. Yeah. Holy cow, that is absolutely in your head, 100%,
but
you can see it.
I agree, but here's my thing about basketball, maybe more than most sports. I've always admired the scorer that when he's struggling to score, does little things to help his team and get himself in the flow of the game. And Tobias doesn't have that in his bag. I will always contend part of that is just better effort. I mean, I'm not going to believe it's as simple as, like, you can do it, you can't do it. There's shades of doing it. You know, you might not get 70% of the 50-50 loose balls, but you should be able to get 40 or 50% of them.
He gets like
10%.
Two as opposed to zero, yeah. It makes a difference.
He gets none. So I really think they should just hit him on the bench. Dude, get to the bench. You know, give me a couple minutes. If you're in some kind of flow, we'll play a little more. But no more just handing it to him. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. But the comeback was exhilarating. And how that comeback sounded, a tremendous montage to highlight the beauty of that comeback from last night. We'll get to that in the next couple of minutes. Jamie in Delaware right now. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pumped up, Jamie. I mean, still kind of confused, and I don't quite know what to make of the rest of the way, but the Sixers certainly have an easier path, and somehow they survived a game when Embiid was dead in the first half.
You know what? I've got to give it up. We love campaign. Don't you love him?
Yes. I don't love him. I like him. He's limited, but he does give them a spark and energy and a shot-making ability and a little swag.
I think he's amazing.
When he made
he's
that
so
shot
confident.
And walked,
when
ran,
he made that shot,
he ran back like like sideways
and
the
he's
whole
doing
way.
He's doing everything sideways. It's like he's shooting sideways. He's running sideways.
It does look like he shoots sideways. It's so
it
weird.
Yet it goes us. In. It is sniper.
I think that makes it
but
even
sideways.
Better. Like when you see him take a three, you're like, there's no way.
Yeah. No way. Like,
face the basket.
It like I curves. Know. Like it has a weird curve.
It's very odd. It's very, it's very,
but
very
he nails
strange.
It.
And I'll tell you this, Jamie.
Well, he nailed one.
All jokes aside, like if you're going to play Tobias less, and I sure hope they do, someone's got to play more. Now, I know campaign's not like what you'd call a direct replacement, but you could go with a smaller lineup. You got to, you know, look, Batum's not going to give him what he gave him last night every time, obviously. But,
right.
But
Buddy Hield was really quiet last night.
He's probably the main guy that's got to step it up. If you're going to play Tobias less,
yeah,
you got to play Hield a lot
I'm
more.
I'm fine with that.
But he wasn't
I feel good
bad
about
last
that.
Night, John.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Bad.
He wasn't very good.
I think he can be better than what he showed last night.
It looked like he was scared at first, and then it looked like he got past that, which I think was good. But he's a horrible defender.
Jamie, I will say this, back to where we started the show, and I'm not saying this to be the bad guy. If Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt, the Sixers lose the game. Now, Jamie, they barely won.
They won by a point.
And he was non-existent for the second half and compromised for three quarters.
Well, I mean, you look at Joel Embiid. He obviously wasn't
100%
either.
But the Butler thing was a new win. I'm just saying, if Butler doesn't get hurt, I think we're preparing for a Sixers game tomorrow night and probably an early exit in the next week and a half to the Sonics. But look.
I mean, why do you have to do that?
You don't have to be. All right,
Jamie. Let's honor Nicholas Batum. Give me a French connection.
All right, well, first one here, Joe. How about this for a little quick trivia?
Yes, sir.
Which king was beheaded in the French Revolution?
Louis XVI.
All right, you got that one.
Jamie, what do you think? You think you're talking to the paper boy here? Come on.
So my friend.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One is going to be a champagne because that's what we're going to be popping for the Phillies and the Sixers.
Wow, look at
that.
All right. Not a bad answer. I mean, probably not the winning answer, but not a bad answer. All right.
Hey, you got to give credit, Joe,
more than
just Jimmy being hurt.
Yep.
That was good defense and a plan by the Sixers with Nico guarding Jimmy Butler, with Kyle Lowry on Jimmy Butler, with Tobias Harris. On Jimmy Butler.
He couldn't move, John.
You got guys.
He's got an MCL injury. That was announced, by the way.
I know.
You know, we don't know if he's going to be able to play tomorrow night.
It's tough that he played with it. He is certainly, like, the kind of guy that goes out there and plays through injury.
Well, my admiration
hurts.
My admiration for Jimmy Butler went up last night because think how many guys would have tapped out of that.
Yes.
I mean,
most guys would have.
Most guys would have tapped out.
The Greek Freak wouldn't have. Like, you can go through the list. Let you, like, know certain guys.
Yeah.
Greek Freak, like, he's going to be out there regardless. Even, well, this year he's not yet, but he's going to fight to get out there. And I think it's a similar thing with Jimmy. He's going to fight to be out there. If he's able, he will be out there.
But look, credit to Joel for hanging in there himself. I mean, obviously he was not right. Now, that is concerning. I mean, again, we'll pose the question, are you more encouraged or discouraged based on last night? Seltzer, where do you come down on that? I mean, there was a lot to really not like. There was some to like. Do you walk away for their chances to go on a run more encouraged or discouraged?
I get to be the bad guy now. I mean, absolutely discouraged. It was a super fun win. I'm super happy they won.
Yep.
But I definitely don't come out of it feeling awesome about the Sixers. Like, you can point to, hey, the role players play better. That's huge moving forward. If Embiid can put it together, that's great. But again, like, it's exactly what I expected from Embiid last night. And I know he put it together in the fourth quarter, but, I mean, hands on the hips, the hands on
the
knees.
You know that's the worst it's
going to
be.
Super tired. No, I don't know that. He's got to play a seven-game series coming up.
Yeah, he could get worse.
Against a better team. Like, the Knicks are better. Like,
yeah, they are.
They're like a better version of the Heat, even.
I mean,
like,
Heat team is physical.
And they've got a great coach, too. It's not like you got a huge coaching advantage. Just Tibbs is good. Like,
yep. That Heat team's physical.
I'm more discouraged than encouraged, but I'm happy they
won. Rhea, more encouraged or discouraged? So you were there, right?
I was there, yeah. So the first half was utterly painful, and all I could think of was, oh, this is the same Embiid who's averaging less than 10 points a game.
Yep.
I was encouraged by Nick Nurse and the coaching staff, because when I heard Batum say after the game that he, about a minute before, he was one of the assistant coaches, showed him on a video on the bench, said, this is the play that they love to run with Hero. So he knew right where to be. That's a game that the Sixers don't win if Doc Rivers is there. So I felt better about it from a coaching standpoint.
So the irony is, I actually feel worse about Nick Nurse today than I did yesterday morning. So, of course, credit to him and them for figuring it out in the second half. But I was apoplectic that he was – I mean, they were pants in the first half, and part of it was they just couldn't figure out a zone. And I put that – squarely on the head coach for not properly preparing the players. I really do.
They also missed a lot of layups and open shots.
They did. By the way, the Heat also missed their own shots.
The Heat missed so many open shots, dude. The first half, it felt like every shot they took was wide open. Yeah. I'm with you, John.
That's why I thought when the Sixers initially had a lead, you know, 4 or 5 points, I thought it was tenuous because the Heat had already blown like 3 to 5 layups. I was like, what is going on here? But look, the Sixers pull it out. How they pulled it out, how it sounded, a tremendous montage of a wild night last night at the Wells Fargo Center. How it sounded, you'll hear a great montage coming up in 1 minute.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Visit njdiet.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning after a huge night in Philly sports. Phils get a win, but the Sixers get a really important win in a very unconventional way. I still almost borderline can't believe they won it. I'm still kind of trying to figure out how they won it, but then I remember Nicholas Batum. Let's listen. James, I don't think we've had a montage this calendar year. I mean, you know, this is something
great,
we do
great point,
after
dude.
Eagles wins.
Yeah.
We do it after notable Phillies playoff wins.
It's a great point. This is our first montage of the year.
I think so. I mean, we had a lot of fun in 2023 with some Phillies playoff montages, Eagles when they were rolling at 10-1. But it's been like 4 months or so. Let's crank it up. Last night, we're going to need how it sounded. We're going to need a montage.
Harris goes back up, missed a layup, gets it again. Harris will try again, missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal, gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. It's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again. That's all that means.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken. Free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game.
Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to two. Here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. Four three-pointers off the bench. Embiid tries a three. Got it. Tie game.
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good. Nick Batum does it again. Five three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes one dribble. Puts up another three. It's good. It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by four. Batum on the drive. The pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound. And Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And one. Chance for a three-point play as the Sixers go back up by one. Here goes Hero. Fires up. Blocked by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight in Philadelphia. He's not paying for dinner or drinks.
1 point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it. The game is over and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here on the play-in game.
An unbelievable, exhilarating, phenomenal comeback from the 76ers last night. And as I said earlier, Vive la France! And God bless you, sir! Nicholas! Batum!
Batum, baby!
Look, Batum, I hope you're sleeping right now. You got to get your rest. We're going to need you more, all right? Tobias, you got nothing! So we're going to need you a lot. I don't expect you to ever do that again, but give me like 75% of that at some point and try to steal a couple playoff wins. Look, he was unbelievable. Joel came to life. Now look, Maxey, disappointing. I mean, he did not look like he was ready to answer the bell as a number two guy to go win a title or even make a deep run. But, you know, guys that are good do have off games, and that was certainly one for him. So confounding game in certain ways. Nick Nurse's role, I think, speaks to the confounding element. Disastrous in the first half. You can't even deal with a zone. Second half, you make adjustments. So make of it what you will. Let us know on the phone lines what you thought of last night. 215-592-9494. Great job. Great job by Joe Wechter putting together that montage. That takes a lot of work going through all the game, all the moments, picking the moments. And it was something last night. All right. Great job by Wechter. To the phones we go. Aaron in Norristown with all these topics on the table. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, it's a lot to digest. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good,
doing
buddy.
Great, Aaron.
Hey, first of all, before I get into Jalen Hurts, I hope with that confidence that you decided to bet the Sixers when you had no doubt at halftime there, Richie. They were plus 450 if you didn't. You just took that no doubt and cost yourself a few shekels.
Wow.
And they were down in the third quarter.
Yeah,
anyway.
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Sixers, I'm not really that confident. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough series, but, you know, New York-Philly rivalry, hopefully it'll be a good series and, you know, see how it goes. But
you know, Aaron, let me just say quickly what really does help the Sixers' chances for a run. You don't face a great team for a month.
No.
The Knicks are the worst two seed I've ever seen in the NBA. The worst. And then you're going to face the Bucks, who you might not even face, or the Pacers. So, you know, while the Joel thing was concerning last night, as you move forward with, like, is it going to be able to play 7 games in 15 days and do it effectively and be a top 3 or 4 or 5 player in the NBA to lead and lift his team to victory 4 times in a series? I don't know, but at least you aren't facing a juggernaut until the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final, by which point maybe Joel is in far better condition than he was last night.
Right, and I think the line dictates that they opened up as a favorite, which is unusual for a 7 seed. But getting to I definitely have an answer for the French connection that
sure.
you were asking. But if I could quickly, I look at it differently from Jalen. I think it's important to realize he has had a different offensive coordinator. I would like to hear you play the clip before the one that you played, because
yeah.
he's talking about how they've had so many different offensive coordinators, and it's pretty hard for him. He's like, think if you're him, he's a human being. Every year it's another guy. He's like, just give me a damn program and a plan that I could keep and own, and I will take
it. Yeah, but Aaron, here's the problem with that. They had a program that worked in 2022. They basically did the same thing in 2023. And defenses figured him out.
You know what?
That's why they had a change.
John, you got you. Well, John can talk to this. He's got a different voice in his ear every year.
You know what? I honestly, Aaron, I see it for his future in the NFL as more of a positive than a negative. That he's had 77,000 coordinators.
True.
Because he should have learned from all of them. Now let's get on track with one, hopefully. But he's got to be good enough in that one to merit not needing to change again, because he was a big part of why they had to change coordinators. He's got to get his ass under center and be ready to be able to have some plays be conventional NFL plays from 1995, because you can't just do all this modern stuff that defenses are starting to adjust to. If you don't have a counterpunch, that's on you, quarterback. Aaron, give me an answer here, a French connection for the Aerosmith.
It's the root
tickets.
Of all the other connections you have. It's the only answer. It's unbeatable. It's Benjamin Franklin.
Wow, that's a big answer, too. Yeah, Ben Franklin. A lot of time he spent in France as a U.S. diplomat, the whole deal, even before the country existed. He had spent a lot of time in France. He was, matter of fact, John, reading my book on the Wright brothers, just yesterday, the author said that Wilbur Wright, the most famous American in France since Ben Franklin. So Ben Franklin and France were a big thing. Let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Hey, first, Richie, I got to congratulate you. There is no way a person can be as positive and as optimistic as you without of some form of, let's say, companionship. So I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Well, it's the dog.
I don't know if you want to say that.
Mike, I think John got a little lucky the Sixers won last night, because people would be hammering him today if they had lost.
He got extremely lucky. Yeah. I don't know how you walk away from that encouraged, in all honesty. I mean, granted, hey, they proved me wrong. I thought they were going to lose last night, in all honesty. I thought Jimmy Butler was going to go off, and I think they got extremely lucky that he got hurt.
They did.
I don't agree.
But, Mike, I'll give you an argument for encouraged. The path is so much easier as a 7 seed than an 8 seed, and you do buy some time to maybe get Joel right, which he's clearly not. Now, look, Mike, I don't know in a week and a half if Joel Embiid's going to be normal, but we know this morning.
He will be closer to normal. I know that,
John,
for sure.
I don't know. I take
he
nothing.
Will be in better shape in a week and a half from playing full basketball.
I don't know that because
he is right now.
Because, Mike, I think he might play 2 games and miss the third. Like, I don't know that he'll be able to sustain even playing, but last night he answered the bell. So, eventually, answered the bell.
One of the things that worries me the most is I've heard it countless times over this station over the past, I don't know, day or 2 week, whatever, that because Embiid was hurt is why we are the 7 seed, which I completely agree with.
Yeah,
and but they say if we had Embiid, then we'd easily be the 2 seed. Last night, I did not see a 2 seed.
But Mike, you also saw Embiid not healthy. I mean, it's a little unfair to go there. If it's a healthy Joel Embiid.
I thought that's what we were getting, though.
But we don't have it.
I know. That's the problem.
He's not in basketball shape.
No, John, he's injured. He's injured.
He's not in basketball shape.
No, John, he's also injured.
This is one thing I can't stand hearing. Coming into every single season, he's not in shape yet. I'm sorry. Do you not have off-season workouts? Were you not doing some form of work while you were rehabbing? Or did we just go straight from rehab
I feel the same way, but with Joel, it is different. And he seems like after a couple weeks of inactivity, like it requires another training camp almost to get him back into shape. I really do think you have to lend credence to the 7'2", 280-pound thing.
Well, that is a factor. Mike, give me an answer for a French connection in honor of Nicolas Batum.
Honestly, I don't really know too much about French, so I'm going to go French fry.
French fry it is.
I like that.
I don't know too much about France. You couldn't go Topless Beach? I mean, come on, man. French fry works, though. John, Topless Beach or French fry? French fry is a big answer. It's a big answer.
I mean, that's a winning type answer.
It's not a winning answer.
Sure it is.
That's the French fry. I mean,
that's a chalk answer. That's a good one.
Here's where I'm at on Embiid as it relates to what we saw and what it means. I think it is less about not being conditioned. I think it is more about an actual injury. I think when his knee buckled late in the season, after he'd come back from the injury, I think it set him back big time. Now maybe in the next week and a half, he can stabilize the whole thing. But that's what it looked like to me. It looked like to me like a knee got somewhat re-injured with the knee buckle, and he's going to have to try to work his way through that again. By the way, if you don't know,
don't
the Sixers are ever so slightly a favorite to beat the New York Knicks. It's basically a toss-up series, according to the oddsmaker. James, what is it again as far as where it's
-108 for the Sixers, -112 for the Knicks. So it is essentially even, as close to even as you're going to get for that type of thing.
That's incredible. It really is, in a 7-2 matchup. So,
and that's with the Knicks home court.
That's right.
Yeah, 7-2 matchup. You rarely see that close.
A lot.
It'll be interesting to see, because it's obviously only been a couple hours since the Sixers won, where the betting line goes prior to the series being started, begun. It doesn't begin until Saturday night. And I'm really annoyed. I got tickets to the freaking Phillies game on Saturday night. Now I got a Sixers game.
What time's the Phillies game?
It's probably a night game.
Six or so?
Yeah,
what time's
it's somewhere in that general range. Yeah, they're around the same time.
I need the Sixers to start at 8:30. What time do they start?
6 p.m.
Yeah, it's 6.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be my problem this week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.